The reason for using a windbreak is to manage canker, and the purpose in a windbreak really is just to slow down the wind to what the researchers have demonstrated to about 20 miles an hour or less. That's sufficient to prevent wind-blown rain from spreading the disease. So that's the purpose of the windbreak.
Do you plant one or two rows of windbreaks?
That's an interesting question, because one row of that particular windbreak of the Torreleander that we are demonstrating today will work very effectively. And the purpose of having two rows is to provide a little protection against the loss of a tree here and there, so that you have an insurance policy in some effect to protect against gaps in the windbreak.
But if you've got one row and it was steady, you really don't need two rows.
That's true. If you had one row and you lose a tree here and there, they do grow so rapidly that certainly within the first year or two, it makes a lot of sense to just simply put another tree in there. It'll grow so fast, it'll fill that gap pretty quickly. So that saves you quite a bit of money as opposed to the expense with a two-row windbreak.
And I think some growers might be surprised who haven't planted windbreaks before how quickly this variety grows. Tell us how big it can get in a year or two.
In all honesty, I think when we stand by a windbreak that's a year old or so, and I tell them that it's been growing for 1 year, I know that they're thinking, that son of a gun's lying to me, I know it. But indeed, they grow very rapidly, and a tree with a full growing season can easily reach 10, 12 feet in height in one season.
You had some advice, plant in spring if possible. Tell us that and why.
Yes, I think that's very good advice because of the issue of cold tolerance. The plant apparently is pretty cold hardy, but it sort of acquires that with mass as it grows and into a larger plant, exhibits good cold tolerance. But if you've got a young plant out there that's just been planted and it grows for 2 months, let's say, before a freeze comes along, it's likely that the plants will be severely damaged or killed. So it's very important to take advantage of a full growing season, plant in the spring.
One grower asked you, do these windbreaks need irrigation? And of course, that's a good question, because you might have to run an irrigation line over there outside of your row of trees. What was your answer on that?
Growers are accustomed to putting irrigation out, and it's not usually much of a leap in order to modify the system for the citrus grove to put a row of micro sprinklers in on the windbreak. And that's just a good insurance policy, I think, to ensure that the plants grow well and they'll be protected.
And you said especially for the first couple of years, right?
Yes. There's not a great deal of evidence at this point in time that providing nutrition and water beyond 2 years is important.
Some of your favorite trees for windbreaks?
There were three plants that attracted attention initially. One was the so-called Australian pine or casuarina, which we did not succeed in learning how to propagate very successfully or easily. So that one fell by the wayside. The second one was Eucalyptus grandis, which is a very fast-growing plant, does very well, but it has the disadvantage of losing its lower branches as it ages, which in effect opens the windbreak. And then this one, the Corymbia torreleana, which retains its branches, very nice plant.
You're a firm believer in windbreaks for canker management.
Well, it makes sense, particularly for fresh fruit and for canker management. That's the primary objective, canker management. And my colleague, Jim Graham, at the CREC now is beginning to collect some evidence from windbreak protected grove in the East Coast that indeed it does what it's advertised to do.
Do you got anything else you'd like to add?
Other than making sure that everyone is aware that we have improved selections of Torreleana available, and they're beginning to be offered up in several nurseries. So anytime a person plants a windbreak with Torreleana, they might want to explore the availability of these improved plants.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.